and safety is going to be able to practice today, and do you have any feel for their availability Sunday?
Well, all of them actually are doing well. And we'll just continue to monitor all of them, that situation. But they're doing well and still, probably going to end up being a game-time decision.
Any of them practicing today?
Not today. They won't practice today. But again, they're doing extremely well in their rehab and their conditioning, and don't want to put any kind of added stress on them until game day.
If they can't play, who will start at safety next now?
Who will start? I'm still evaluating. We're still going through the process. Jim and I will have some conversations over these next couple of days.
We're talking about McLeod and Graham here. Is that also?
Yeah, I'm assuming. I don't want to assume. I just want to make sure. Is that who? Les? You're talking about McLeod and Corey. Yeah, those two guys, correct?
Okay. How about also Watkins and
same thing. Same thing. Well, Destiny's a little different with the bones, but the safeties are doing really well, and those will be game time.
Doug, why the change at left guard?
Why the change? Who made the change?
Did you make a change?
I have not made a change yet, no.
So Isaac's still the left guard?
As of right now, we're still evaluating. That's another one of these safety questions. It's still being evaluated, and I'll talk to Stout on that as we go forward.
So how are you doing it? Are you working both in with the first team, or is it just...
We're getting them both ready to go. Yeah, getting them both ready to go.
Doug, is that Stoutland's call, or how do you go about making it?
No, I mean, it's really, it's mine and his. We just need to evaluate how these two guys are doing in practice. Go back and watch all the game film from not only preseason, but the first two games, obviously, and just make a decision that's best for the team.
If you decide to not play Isaac, do you have to worry about his psyche going forward?
No, I think, if that's the decision, then no, I don't. I think Isaac is a smart guy, and he's sharp, he understands, and we'll be fine.
At a minimum, you're given chance first-team reps at left guard. Why are you doing that?
To make sure that he's also prepared.
Are you doing that with the rest of the guys as well, though?
Who's the rest of the guys?
Along the offensive front. I mean,
Big V gets reps during the week. Wiz gets reps during the week. So all of them are getting the guys that are normally the potential game day actives all get reps during the week. Yes.
First team reps.
Yes.
So is Rasul starting at corner?
Over who?
Jaylen.
Over Jaylen. Jaylen Watkins.
Yeah.
Well, that's again. That's, it goes into the Corey Rodney bucket right there as we evaluate and game time decisions.
Doug, when you consider making moves in the lineup, whether it's scaling back playing time or replacing starters, how much goes into it as a coach managing personality wise? In other words, obviously X's and O's come into it, but you also have to take into effect how it impacts someone moving forward. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think those are conversations you have with that particular player, and you make sure that that you have open conversations with them, and you got to have it with your team as well. It's always been a next man up mentality. Every team goes through this. Every team goes through injury. Every team goes through, a game time decision, especially now we're in week three and it's going to happen in week four and the rest of the season. So the psyche is you just got to make sure that all the guys, the whole team is on page, not just one side of the ball or the other, because it does and it can affect not only offensively, defensively, but it can affect special teams. So I think it's important that we have these conversations and that I have these conversations one-on-one, but also with the team.
It was a big rushing week for Carson last week. You were the offensive coordinator when Alex Smith had nearly 500 rushing yards. You obviously coach Mike here. Is Carson going to be used the same way where you want him getting that high number of rushing yards?
Well, a lot of his rushes came on scrambles, I believe. So, that's you got to kind of put that aside. One of the things we did with Alex, obviously, was more the RPOs where he could utilize that athleticism. We haven't done it as much with Carson at this time, but it's something, as we go forward. If it benefits our offense, we'll use it. If not, then we'll avoid it and keep doing what we're doing.
It's in his skill set, obviously. He's an athletic quarterback. Do you want him to think run, or is it always passing?
I don't want him to think necessarily run unless it's an RPO where we're reading a guy. Then he can use his ability to run. The scramble just becomes a natural instinct. Just, avoid the rush and get what you can. You just got to be smart with how you use that. You don't want to put, obviously, a lot of run-pass options for your quarterback in a game plan where you're exposing him to that kind of hit because that's a designed play call as opposed to a scramble.
When you're making the decision at left guard, how much do you factor in the specific matchups against the Giants' defensive line?
Well, I think this D-line is big and stout and physical. They've definitely have prided themselves in that. And, for us, it's just a matter of getting all our guys ready. It's the battle that we have to face going into this game, and it's every week, facing this type of a battle. So, whoever is in there, will be ready to go.
When do you have to make that decision by? When ideally would you make it by?
When do we have to turn in DX? Sunday, 11:30, 90 minutes.
So doesn't that affect the rest of the guys on the line if they don't know exactly who's playing next to them?
No.
McLeod and
I'll be waiting your response on Twitter.
If McLeod and Graham aren't able to play, and who other than Maragos could possibly start at safety?
One more time, I was distracted.
You got McLeod and Graham. If they can't play, what would be your options other than Maragos?
Well, I mean, you just look at the roster, see who we got. I mean, there's Maragos. We signed Trey. If those two guys, who else are you going to, I'll go back there and play if I have to.
Are there corners you can play safety for you?
Yeah.
Which one?
I mean, Jalen's played safety.
But
we're asking questions. I mean, it's all hypothetical questions. I mean, it's going to be a game time decision, so I can't sit here and speculate on who's going to be there when I'm still dealing with some of these guys getting healthy. And we're on the right track getting healthy and in anticipation of several guys playing. So, it's going to be game time decisions.
Yeah, but typically if the guys don't practice all three of these days, they more often
typically?
Not, they won't play.
Is that,
almost like
99%. It's an accurate statement. Yeah, it's an accurate statement. But it doesn't have to apply in every situation. Every case is, different. It's based on player and scheme.
You would have scenarios in your head that you would probably tell the players, if certain things happen, what you would do, correct?
I don't discuss a lot of personnel issues with players. I deal it mainly with the coaches and deal with the coaches that way. And listen, it's about the next guy. The next guy in line has to be prepared, has to be ready to play. And if it's Maragos, it's Maragos. If it's Rodney, it's Rodney. If it's Malcolm, I mean, it's just the next guy mentality. So that's where we're at.
Talk about the importance of winning this game, divisional game, a team you can kind of bury theoretically.
Listen, this has always been an exciting matchup. These two teams have played extremely well, had some great games. We split with them last year, and our guys are eager to play. I think personally they're better than 0-2, and they feel that way as well. This is a dangerous football team. Weapons on offense, tremendous defense, obviously, and our work's cut out for us. I mean, a great week of preparation so far. And looking forward to Sunday and opening our stadium. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.